This is the summer to expand your horizons. It's time to explore. But before you set foot out the door, set foot in the ultimate lightweight, super packable travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your perfect pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.
Coffee Break German, Season 2, Lesson 13. Herzlich willkommen zu Coffee Break German. Ich bin Marc.
Und ich bin Andrea.
And we're back with another lesson of Coffee Break German. This is lesson 13. Now, certainly in the English-speaking world, 13 can be a little bit unlucky. Is 13 unlucky in German?
Yes, especially combined with a Friday.
Ah, Friday the 13th. Wie sagt man auf Deutsch? Friday the 13th?
Freitag der 13.
Freitag der 13.
Yes.
I think we need to look at, what's that, ordinal numbers?
Ordinal numbers, exactly.
Yeah, but not for today. I don't think we'll do that today.
No.
What do we have coming up today in the lesson, Andrea?
Today we're going to look at how to say many and much for countable nouns or uncountable nouns. And I think that's going to be very interesting.
Okay, yeah, it's quite a tricky topic because I quite often wonder, particularly with many, because we know that viel means many, but...
Viel actually means much.
Well, there you go, you see. I've put my foot right in it straight away. See, I knew it's lesson 13. I think we should get on with the lesson. Los geht's! So, Andrea, please explain, how do you say much?
Much? Viel.
Viel. And many?
Viele.
Okay, we're going to put that on pause for just now, because I think before we get to that, we should look back at some stuff that we did in the previous lesson, and then we'll come back to viel and viele and all that complicated stuff.
Yes, I agree. So the last time we looked at sentences with das.
Yep.
And Mark. Ich höre, dass du jeden Tag Deutsch lernst. Ich möchte, dass du diese Sätze übersetzt.
Okay, so you hear that I learn German every day, the learn's going to the end, and you would like that I these phrases translate.
Genau.
In Denglisch, okay.
Bist du bereit?
Ja, ich bin bereit.
Selina sees the man eating a cake.
Okay, we'll take some time to think about this. Right. Selina sees the man eating a cake. That would become Selina sees that the man is eating a cake. Yeah.
Genau.
The man eats a cake. Selina sieht, dass der Mann einen Kuchen isst.
Sehr gut. Super.
With a double S.
Yes.
Selina sees that the man is eating a cake. Selina sieht, dass der Mann einen Kuchen isst.
Super.
Okay, and I think you've got another transition sentence.
Genau. Michael thinks that expensive clothes are a waste.
Okay, are clothes Kleidung?
Kleider.
Kleider.
Ja.
Okay. Michael denkt, dass teure Kleider, I have no idea what a waste is. I've just realized.
I thought that. I think it's a wonderful word.
Okay.
Eine Verschwendung.
Verschwendung. It sounds like a waste.
Yes.
Like eine Verschwendung. Okay, so let's come back to this and say, Michael thinks that expensive clothes are a waste. Michael denkt, dass teure Kleider eine Verschwendung sind.
Genau, sehr gut, super. So if you wanted to use your word Kleidung, die Kleidung, so that would be clothing.
Okay.
That would then be singular.
Okay, so you can use die Kleidung as a singular. Could I try then, Michael denkt, dass die teure Kleidung.
You don't need an article here.
Okay, right. So, Michael denkt, dass teure Kleidung eine Verschwendung ist.
Sehr gut, super.
Okay, a bit tricky that one.
Genau. Let's move on to sentence 3. Thorsten knows that he has little money in his wallet.
Okay, little money, that he's not got much money.
Genau.
Okay, could I say Thorsten denkt, dass er nicht so viel Geld in, I have no idea what a wallet is.
Eine Brieftasche.
Eine Brieftasche, of course, I do know what a wallet is. In seine Brieftasche hat.
Yes, it's a dative. In seiner Brieftasche hat.
In seiner Brieftasche hat, okay. I don't know whether I said seiner or not there, but I was making up one way or the other.
No, but it's good. I perfectly understood what you said.
Oh, okay.
So now careful. What you said was good, huh? But we have a word for nicht so viel.
Okay, which is?
And it's wenig.
Oh, wenig. Yeah, I've heard that, but I wasn't really sure about it. Mm-hmm. Wenig. So that's how you would say little or genau. Not so much.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give us that whole sentence again then, using wenig?
Ja, klar. Thorsten weiß, dass er wenig Geld in der Brieftasche hat.
Okay, Thorsten weiß, dass er wenig Geld. Did you say in der Brieftasche?
Yes, I was not quite as accurate as you were with my translation there.
Okay.
But because we assume that it's Thorsten's Brieftasche because he knows what's in it.
Okay. So
Thorsten weiß, dass er wenig Geld in seiner Brieftasche hat.
Okay. My seiner was of course a guess, so it's fine. We'll just go with in der. That's much easier. So Thorsten weiß, dass er wenig Geld in der Brieftasche hat.
Genau.
If Thorsten had lots of money in his wallet, lucky mm-hmm. Thorsten, of course, could we say Thorsten weiß, dass er viel Geld in der Brieftasche hat?
Genau, sehr gut.
So viel is the opposite of wenig.
Genau.
So are there other words that we could put in the middle here, whether it's few or many and so on?
Yes, we have something in the middle, yeah? Mm-hmm. For example, some, etwas.
Ah, okay. So etwas, something. We can use etwas meaning something.
Yes, etwas is with uncountable nouns is not much, but not little. So it's really in the middle.
It's in the middle. Mm-hmm. So Thorsten weiß, dass er etwas Geld in der Brieftasche hat.
Yes.
Okay.
Or have you heard of ein bisschen?
Oh, natürlich, ja. Ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch.
Genau, sehr gut.
Could I say, ich spreche etwas Deutsch?
Ja, natürlich.
Ich spreche wenig Deutsch?
Ja.
Oder ich spreche viel Deutsch?
Ja, at this point we would say, ich spreche gut Deutsch.
Gut Deutsch, okay.
Yes, but viel would be perfectly correct.
So if someone were speaking lots of German in a particular day, then
ja,
it would be viel Deutsch.
Genau, sehr gut.
Okay, I get that. So we had wenig, etwas, ein bisschen and viel.
Genau. Do you want to practice a bit, Mark?
Warum nicht?
So I'm going to ask you a few questions in German.
Okay.
Mark, wie viel Schokolade isst du jede Woche?
What kind of question is that?
It's very important, I'm Swiss.
Okay, of course. Right, let me try answering this. Ich esse jede Woche ein bisschen Schokolade.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay.
Zweite Frage, wie viel Geld kostet ein Sportwagen?
How much money does a sports car cost?
Mm-hmm.
Ein Sportwagen kostet viel Geld.
Super, sehr gut. Wie viel Sonnenschein gibt es in Schottland?
Not enough. How much sunshine is there in Scotland? Es gibt wenig Sonnenschein in Schottland?
Genau, leider.
Leider, yeah, unfortunately. Leider. Okay, leider gibt es wenig Sonnenschein in Schottland.
Sehr gut, super.
So with the leider coming at the first, in the first position, mm-hmm. we've had to change the position of the verb, yeah?
Well, no, we don't change the position of the verb. We switch the noun and the verb.
And the verb. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yeah, just to be absolutely correct. Okay, now we've looked at etwas, ein bisschen, wenig and viel so far. I think we also need to look at whether these are countable too. For example, many houses or, I don't know, few potatoes. But that's coming up after the break.
Yeah.
Du lernst Deutsch, natürlich. Aber vielleicht willst du auch eine andere Sprache lernen. Did you know that you can also learn French, Spanish, Italian and Chinese with Coffee Break? Or if you'd like a quick espresso shot of another language, you can try one of our 26 one-minute language courses from Arabic to Zulu. For all your language learning needs, go to coffeebreaklanguages.com.
Okay, before the break, we were looking at wenig, etwas, ein bisschen, and viel.
Genau. So, when we describe uncountable
Uncountable nouns. Okay, so some chocolate, lots of chocolate, little chocolate, and so on.
Exactly.
Right. What happens if the nouns are countable?
Yeah, let's look at viel.
Okay.
Yeah. So, if we know viel Schokolade.
Yeah.
But what if we have many people?
We couldn't say viel Leute there.
No, we say viele Leute.
Viele Leute. So does that have anything to do with the gender?
No, because we're always talking about the plural.
Okay, of course, yeah. So it's a, yeah, of course, yeah. We can't say many people, but they were
talking
about. Can't
say many person.
Person, okay. Yeah. So viele Leute. Mm-hmm. And does the same happen with the other ones?
Yeah, let's look at wenig.
Yeah.
Wenige.
Okay, so few people,
mm-hmm.
wenige Leute.
Genau, sehr gut, super. And then with the other words, it's a bit different. We have a lovely word in German and it's einige.
Einige,
yes.
Okay.
That's not many, but it's more than some.
Okay, shades of someness, yeah?
Yes.
So it's not many, but it's more than some.
Exactly.
Right.
So einige okay. Leute kommen zu meiner Geburtstagsparty.
So quite a lot of people.
Well, yes,
or is it
but
a little
not
less than
many.
Quite a lot?
It's not many. It's just so more than some.
Roughly how many people would you expect at your birthday party if we said einige Leute?
It's enough to not be embarrassed.
To make a good party.
Yes.
Einige Leute. Okay. And it's plural, so it takes a plural verb.
Yes.
Einige Leute kommen, you said.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have manche.
Oh, that's like manchmal.
Yeah. So my party is not as impressive as
okay.
only manche Leute.
Oh, I see.
Common.
Right. So you're not as popular in that
no,
case.
No, no.
So where does manche sit in the order of wenige and viele and einige?
Below einige.
Okay, so it goes from wenige, manche, einige, viele.
Genau, sehr gut.
In that order. So that's similar in a sense to the order that we would go from let's see, wenig, ein bisschen, etwas, and viel, but it's...
There's no exact correspondence there.
Okay, between each of the words.
No.
Right, okay. But we do have that order each time.
Yes.
Okay, that all makes sense. Can I just ask, do these change depending on gender?
Nein, because they're always in the plural.
Okay, so that's good news. Excellent.
Yes.
But I'm still not 100% sure what makes something countable. We talked earlier about chocolate, but what would make something countable? When would we use einige and manche and so on?
So when we can count the nouns, so when we have 1, 2, 3, 4 or 100 of these, for example, Kartoffeln.
Okay.
Ja, eine Kartoffel, zwei Kartoffeln, etc., etc.
Right.
And then if I have 100 Kartoffeln, then I have viele Kartoffeln.
Viele, okay.
Ja? Or other things. If we look at, for example, we spoke about money earlier, Geld.
Yeah.
And Geld is uncountable. Aber Banknoten.
Okay, yeah,
yeah?
I get this. So
Banknoten is countable.
So it's almost when we're talking about something that's a little more abstract or less fixed, as it were.
Yeah, so I can also make an example about the Schokolade.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tafeln Schokolade. Yeah, bars
table.
Of chocolate.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So, ich habe viel Schokolade, aber ich habe viele Tafeln Schokolade.
I get it. I think what we're really talking about is the difference between sort of lots of and many.
Yes.
So lots of is the equivalent of viel.
Yeah.
And many is the equivalent of viele.
Genau.
And that was the mistake I made way, way back at the beginning of this lesson. Okay. That all makes sense. However, Andrea, I have got a question as usual. The first time I came across the word viel in some kind of context, I think, was with the expression vielen Dank. Why on earth is it vielen Dank?
That's what I wondered too. I've had real doubts about my knowledge of German.
Okay.
And I had to do a little bit of research.
This makes me feel much better.
To find out more about this. And apparently it's a remnant of Mittelhochdeutsch.
So an older form of German, yeah?
Yes. And we go back to the Brothers Grimm.
Oh, wow.
And other writers of that time. So it's really something that is no longer current in today's grammar, but has been carried over through the centuries.
So it's basically an exception there. Vielen is an exception. We wouldn't see vielen in other situations.
No. Although we would see vielen in a dative, but we really don't want to go there right now. I think our listeners have enough on their plate.
I would definitely agree.
So, Mark, let's go back to how much chocolate you eat.
Okay.
You remember I asked you that?
Yep.
Do you remember my question?
Did you say, wie viel Schokolade isst du pro
genau,
Woche?
Genau, sehr gut. Wie viel Schokolade?
Yep.
So I'm going to ask you another question now. Okay. Wie viele Kartoffeln isst du pro Woche?
Okay, I see what's happening here. So the first question was about chocolate. So you were asking, how much chocolate do I eat?
Genau.
But this time you're asking me specifically, how many potatoes do I eat per week?
Yes.
Right, so I could answer, I could say, ich esse vier Kartoffeln.
Yes.
Or could I say, ich esse einige Kartoffeln.
Genau, super.
So each time I'm answering with the correct countable, either a number or the countable
exactly
word.
Yes.
Okay, so how much, wie viel, how many, wie viele.
Yes, and I'm sure our listeners have heard this before. Wie viel kostet das?
Of course, yeah. How much does that cost? But if we were to say, wie viele Euro kostet das,
genau,
would that be right?
Yeah, sehr gut.
So when it's a countable thing, it needs to be how many euros, wie viele Euro kostet das?
Because wie viel kostet das is short for wie viel Geld kostet das.
It all makes sense. Okay, I think it's time to turn our attention to a little bit of a break because it's time to welcome Julia. And Julia, ich habe eine Frage für dich. Let's see if I can work out this question again. Wie viel Schokolade isst du pro Woche?
Hallo Marc und Andrea. Ich esse manchmal Schokolade, aber ich sollte weniger essen. To be honest, at the moment it's quite warm in Berlin. And chocolate is the last thing on my mind. Denn ich habe die ganze Zeit Durst. I'm really thirsty all the time. So I thought it might be interesting for you to find out what we Germans like to drink here to refresh ourselves. Some of it you might already know and some might be new. Germans love to mix different drinks. I'm not only talking about alcoholic cocktails. We do have plenty of those, but about Schorle. This word actually describes a drink mixed with sparkling water to make it more light and refreshing. The most famous non-alcoholic version is Apfelschorle. So, apple juice mixed with sparkling water, but any fruit juice might be chosen. I have to say that I really enjoy Maracuja Schorle. Schorle with passion fruit. Or Rhabarber Schorle with rhubarb juice. It's really tasty, but still a great alternative to the much sweeter and not so healthy lemonade you buy ready-made. If you prefer sweet drinks, you can try Spezi, which is the mix of orange soda with cola. Still, I think viele trinken im Sommer sehr gern Apfelschorle. Sparkling water is often also put in white wine to make, can you guess? Yes, Weinschorle or Weißweinschorle. Einige bestellen gern Weißweinschorle im Restaurant. Even though Germany is a beer nation and takes the production and good taste of beer very seriously, the mixing of drinks also applies to beer. Viele lieben Radler. Many love the so-called Radler or Alster, which is the name for beer mixed with lemonade. There are also varieties where beer is mixed with Coke or orange soda, aber nur wenige trinken diese Mischung gern. Mixing the beer makes it a bit sweeter, which I like a lot. Even if it may sound like it, we don't just mix everything. Niemand mischt Rotwein und Zitronenlimonade. That would be a bit too crazy. As I live in Berlin, I would like to present a mixed drink to you that is very special in this region and is called Berliner Weiße. If you come to Berlin, you should really try it. The Berliner Weiße is a kind of beer with a very low alcohol concentration and has a sour taste if you drink it pure. That's why it's traditionally mixed with two different types of syrup. You have the choice between rote Berliner Weiße with raspberry syrup and grüne Berliner Weiße with Woodruff syrup. Viele Touristen probieren Berliner Weiße im Urlaub. And so should you when you visit Berlin. Mark, how about when you visit Berlin next time, we go and have a Berliner Weiße together? Until then, macht's gut, ihr beiden.
Vielen Dank, Julia. Das war wirklich sehr interessant.
Ja, vielen Dank, our exception, of
genau.
Course.
Genau.
Okay, Andrea, I think it's time to put all of what we've learned today into some practice. It's been fairly tricky today, so let's have some practice translations.
Exactly. Let's start with German sentences into okay. English.
Okay, let's do a couple of these.
Robert hat etwas Französisch gelernt.
Would that be Robert has learned a bit of French?
Yeah, genau.
So ein bisschen is a little more than very little.
Yes.
But it's not
it's
much.
Almost some.
Some. Okay, yeah? So Robert has learned some French.
Genau, super.
Okay.
Satz 2. Im Garten wachsen nur wenige Blumen.
Am I right in thinking that wachsen is something to do with growing?
Yeah.
Okay, so only a few flowers are growing in the garden.
Genau, super.
Let's hear it again.
Im Garten wachsen nur wenige Blumen.
Could we change the word order there and say nur wenige Blumen wachsen im Garten?
Natürlich, super.
Okay, but if we start with im Garten, then the next thing has to be the verb.
Yes, the verb has always the second position.
Im Garten wachsen nur wenige Blumen. Okay, let's try a couple of English into German.
Gut. Some pupils think that German is easy.
Okay, I'm not 100% sure how many some is, so could I say manche Schüler denken, dass Deutsch leicht ist.
Genau.
Okay, because we've got a denken, dass,
genau.
And then the verb goes to the end. So manche Schüler denken, dass Deutsch leicht ist.
Genau, sehr gut, super.
Okay.
Und dann haben wir Satz 4. Marlies didn't drink much wine yesterday. But careful here, I would like you to not use a negative.
Okay, Marlies didn't drink much wine yesterday, so I guess I'm saying Marlies drank a little wine
genau.
Yesterday. Okay. I'm going to try this. Marlies hat gestern ein bisschen Wein getrunken?
Yeah. So, but we want to point out how little it was.
Oh, right. Okay. So, could we say Marlies hat gestern wenig Wein getrunken.
Super, sehr gut.
Right, so wenig is definitely less than ein bisschen.
Genau.
Okay. I think that is where we're going to leave this episode of Coffee Break German. I hope that you found this useful. It's been quite a tricky one, I have to admit. I found this quite tricky, but hopefully our listeners haven't found it so tricky.
Yes, indeed, it is probably a bit trickier than I initially thought as a German speaker.
Well, let's be honest, it was episode 13, so perhaps it just was a little unlucky for us.
Yes, it's been a bit of a challenge.
Okay, that is it for this episode of Coffee Break German. Of course, there is more practice of all these countable and non-countable words, and that can be found in our bonus listening materials. And you can find them along with the video lessons and, of course, the lesson notes over at coffeebreakgermanplus.com.
And this week, over on Facebook, we'd like you to let us know how many potatoes and how much chocolate you eat, or indeed how many glasses of water you drink every day, or portions of fruit. You can let us know how healthy you are. Find us at facebook.com/coffeebreakgerman.
And of course, we're also on Twitter at Learn German and on Instagram. We hope you've enjoyed this episode. Vielen Dank and bis zum nächsten Mal.
Bis bald.
You have been listening to a production of the Coffee Break Academy for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2017 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.